Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Mark the Evangelist, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Proclaim.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, there's certainly food for thought here, and not all of it is necessarily what we would choose to have on the menu. Of course, Easter means not just chocolate eggs and bunny rabbits. It means that the disciples, all of us who believe in the resurrection, every single one of Jesus' followers, the disciples are all being told to get out there and tell people the good news. So far, so demanding. How often do those of us who are not priests or deacons proclaim the gospel? Jesus isn't just asking us to believe passively, to go to church every Sunday, say our prayers, define ourselves in vague general terms as Christians. He's telling us to get out there and say what we believe. And of course, we Dominicans are called to do precisely that. We're members of the Order of Preachers. It's never going to be enough just to be nice people, to be honest and decent and kind. Not that any of those is easy every time. But we have got to proclaim what we believe. But there's more. The one who does not believe, it says in verse 16, will be condemned. There are many people who don't believe, some because they are passionately convinced that only reason counts, and faith is not a question of reason. On the contrary, some have tried to believe, but somehow it just didn't work for them. Some, sadly, have had the bitter experience of knowing people who believed, or at least said they believed, but who didn't behave accordingly. And some of the time, that's true of just about all of us. We don't live up to our own faith. And then what about people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in the life and death and resurrection of God's Son, but who are consistently kind and generous and loving? Like a friend of mine who's a perfect example of just that category of non-believers. He's a very active member of the Red Cross. He's a loving husband. He's an exemplary father. He's great fun. He's warm-hearted. Here's an example. He discovered a hospice in a fairly isolated road just outside Turin, and he goes there every week to spend time with people who are dying, especially those who have no family who have no one to visit them, no one to make their days a bit brighter. He might read the paper to one. He listens to all of them, and we're not always very good at listening. He makes them laugh, no harm in that. He doesn't cast out demons or pick up snakes, but come on, let's face it, neither do we. You will know them, says Jesus in chapter 7 of Matthew's Gospel, by their fruits. And those are fruits. So proclaim the good news everywhere, and not just in words.